Welcome back to the Greatness Gained podcast, where hype goes to die and real business gets done. I am Jack Smith, the founder of Greatness Gained and the host of this podcast. Today's episode is going to rattle some cages. It's called Trash the Tech Bro Dream. These old school businesses crush it in 2025. Because while every wannabe founder is out here building the next AI-powered metaverse DAO for hamster yoga, there's a janitorial company in Indiana pulling $2 million a year with 30% margins, and nobody's tweeting about it. So let's get into it. Let's start with the fantasy everyone's been sold. Build an app, raise VC, blow up, IPO, billionaire. That's the dream, right? Except 99.99% of people trying to play that game don't make it past the first round. The average startup burns money for years. Most never turn a profit. And the founders? Most of them end up broke, overworked, and with equity in a company that's worth less than a 2002 Toyota Corolla. But what about the old school businesses? You know, plumbing, landscaping, commercial cleaning, pest control, auto repair, HVAC, laundromats, freight brokerage, and not sexy. They're not scalable SaaS. They're not getting VC funding. But they print cash. And the best part? You can own them. You can buy them. You can scale them without reinventing the wheel. Let's talk 2025. What's really happening in the trenches? There's a massive generational shift happening. Boomers are retiring. Fast. Over 12 million small businesses are expected to hit the market over the next few years. And many of them, cash flowing, debt-free, staffed, profitable. But the kids graduating college, they don't want to own a pressure-washing company. They want to be founders. Meanwhile, the acquisition entrepreneurs, the ones smart enough to ditch the tech bro fantasy, they're scooping up profitable old-school businesses for 3x earnings or less. Compare that to a startup with no profit, no team, and no customers, asking for a 12 times multiple on a pitch deck. It's not even close. Let me give you 5 real-world examples of old-school businesses that are absolutely dominating in 2025. 1. Commercial cleaning services. Recurring contracts. Low churn. Night operations. Margins can hit 25 to 35%. Buy one for $200,000 down, and it could cash flow you 75K plus in year one. 2. Laundromats. Still recession-proof. Still mostly automated. Still cash businesses. Still a killer opportunity, especially in underserved markets. 3. Mobile car detailing. You don't need a shop. You need a van and a hustle. Upsell ceramic coating, subscription maintenance, and you've got a 6-figure operation with almost zero overhead. 4. HVAC or plumbing. Skilled trades are in short supply. Demand only increasing. And the average job ticket? Way higher than most people think. Plus, these are businesses you can acquire, not just build from scratch. 5. Junk removal. It's ugly. It's unglamorous. But the margins are insane. You're literally getting paid to remove trash. With the right branding and route systems, you can own a fleet and dominate a region. Let's run some quick math. Say you buy a small service business doing 500K in revenue with 150K in net profit. You acquire it for a 2.5x multiple. That's 375K total. Put 75K down. Finance the rest with seller financing or SBA. You're cash flowing from day one, paying off debt with company profits, and you're owning a real asset that pays you every month. Compare that to building some VC-backed tech product that requires 2 years of unpaid development, a co-founder, and 300K in funding just to get your first user. Which path sounds smarter? If you want to win in 2025, here's the hard truth. Stop chasing ego. Start chasing equity. It's not about being the next Elon. It's about building a business that lets you control your time, earn real cash, and build wealth through ownership. There is no shame in owning a cleaning company, or a pest control company, or a dumpster rental company. You're solving real problems. You're employing real people. You're making real money while everyone else is chasing likes. You're stacking equity. So here's your call to action. Look at your local market. Check BizBuySell or Flippa or your local business broker. Look for businesses doing under $1 million a year. Reach out, ask questions, and seriously consider acquiring something boring and profitable. Because the truth is, all the school wins. And in 2025, the unsexy businesses are the real flex. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the show. If this flipped a switch in your head, do me a favor, subscribe, share it with someone who needs to hear this, and go take action. Catch you on the next one.